You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This episode of the Jenny Jamestown Mascara is brought to you by Geist Note, Plastic Object, I Happy Am, and Your Mom.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Psychic Bella Flecka. They used to call me Everest cause I peek like White Rabbit. I stress the words used to cause I'm trying to kick the habit. Now I'm the dope hammer, guitar jammer. All your words are like pogs, my rhymes are like a slammer.
All you little girls drive me crazy. I don't care if they call it a pop song. Just wish I had time to be your baby.
Now I know what you think, at first verse was pretty good. Bet you didn't think he'd do it, bet you didn't think I could. Go ahead and call me another wannabe what rapper. But all you other rappers are in line for the crapper. I'ma get down like this kind of rapper. Like the light of the sun, like the moon, like Zappa. All you little girls want all up in my time. Now you're all up in my ear saying,
boy, be mine.
But I'm busy and I'm broke, so I can't take you out, honey.
That's alright, G, I got the money.
But you don't understand, I like acting like a dummy. My nose is kind of runny and my car smells funny. You can go and love me, but you're gonna have to wait. Love isn't really love if it turns into hate. Now girl, I really don't get static in my space. But I'm done with all the violence, I just hit him with the bass.
All you little girls drive me crazy. I don't care if they call it a pop song. Just wish I had time to be your baby.
Show number 169. It is Tuesday,
yes!
August 9th. Happy Tuesday, Rebecca.
Happy Tuesday, Susie.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well for me.
Awesome. So it's been a couple weeks since I've seen you.
Yeah, things have been pretty crazy.
I think the last time we saw each other was at the Jerry Jonestown Massacre 3rd anniversary show.
Right, right.
Yeah?
A couple weekends ago.
How was it for you?
It was intense. It was, I really enjoyed seeing Zach's performance.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was like a high point of the
evening.
That
was sick. What'd they call you?
They called me the unclean one.
The unclean.
So, as you can hear, Rebecca and I have taken over the show again this week. We've got Dustin and Stubbs tied up in the basement of the temple. They're around if we need them. And we've got a couple of guests in the studio with us. Well, three, really.
Yeah,
because
we do.
Got Zach as well. So we'll start.
We have our laugh track machine back there.
Yeah, we do.
Zach Lidge.
So we'll start studio right and work our way left. If you can introduce yourselves.
My name is Luke McGlathery.
Yeah.
I like to play music. And that is it.
My name's Denver Williams.
But they call you DZ. What was that?
Oh, what was it again?
Oh, I don't know. I got a bunch of rap.
What's the pop song name?
Dizzy D.
Wait, yeah, go back. What? Y'all got to do nicknames, too.
They call me Fuckface.
I call you that, too. And I didn't even know that was your nickname.
Yeah. I thought that was just what we called you. All right. So, and then Dizzy D, what, do you have any other nicknames?
MC Mr. MDMA. So, it's like, you know, reads out MCMRMDMA. It's pretty tight.
I like it. I like it a lot. My favorite, though, is your nickname with Chingalotus, which is?
Slab.
Slab Master.
I like it. All right. And then we also have with us.
I'm Zach. I guess my nickname is Danger, which is funny because I believe in safety first. And then teamwork, and then danger.
Safety. It's a good life motto.
Yeah, it is a pretty good life motto. All right, so back to
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Lightning Blade. That's my that's superhero awesome. Name. She's artsy courageous.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, Zach is actually Danger Explosion.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I can see
that. Well, that's actually short for my full name, which is... Turbo Danger Explosion Action Hazard Blizzard Fist.
Nice.
Wow.
The Mighty.
No, Master.
Oh, Master. Oh, my God.
Man, I feel like I'm so lame. I have no
Mine
nickname
just
other
regular
than
Lightning Blade. I don't got more names. Okay. So that song at the beginning.
Yes.
That was you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Together. Was that a recent achievement?
Yeah, we were achieving stuff. Luke and I, we're working on making a record, and we made that, and that one
didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
What?
So we just, that's actually the first, we haven't even uploaded that song yet, so this will be the first time for people to hear that.
Awesome.
They listen to that, this podcast.
That's an honor.
Very cool. And it's not making the cut of the full album.
I don't think, not that one. No.
Wow.
Because that would be the only rap song.
Yeah, which would be okay, but... You know, it's
that,
we have fun.
That's
making
the
it.
Single.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's the single that precedes the album.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And it doesn't sound anything like what the album's gonna sound like, so that's cool too.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that song.
I like
good
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm it's really fan. All his stuff. I just helped record and did some backup vocals and stuff
your
like that.
Baby.
Oh, baby.
Very cool. All right, so can we rewind and go back a couple weeks and talk about that Jerry Jonestown Massacre 3rd anniversary show?
Yes, I'd like to talk about that as well.
So, it was a really fun show all around.
Mm-hmm.
I made some new friends. There was a couple, I actually thought they were like a couple together. Their names were David and Daniel. And so all night they're being like super sweet and nice and they're bickering amongst each other and... I was like, these two are like the best two ever. And then I find out at the end of the night that they're not a couple and they're actually straight. And it was a whole big weird thing.
I'm glad you got a lot of shots.
I did get a lot of free drinks out of that, which was awesome and fun.
I think Dustin like shoved some kind of berry.
The crackberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into my hands. And that was good.
Crackberry
I got
sour.
Some crackberries right now.
Crackberry stew.
That's what I started the night off with, was a crackberry sour from Dustin. He actually was like, hey, you want to buy me a drink? He was like, yeah, go grab me a crackberry. And I was like, sweet. So I went and got one too.
And then, I didn't get too messed up. I had a couple shots.
I actually went to Crackberry Middle School.
You did? Mm-hmm. And so the night started off with Mean Motor Scooter.
Mm-hmm.
They totally killed it. It was awesome, and then some.
Yeah, and it was so packed that we actually didn't, like, make it there for their whole set because we were driving around the block, like, 4 times to find a parking space.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was awesome. And the last song, they killed it. It was so much fun to watch them. Have you guys ever seen them live?
Yeah, was it Down Like a Dog? Is that the last song they played?
Yeah, it
was.
Was
it? Okay.
That song's so badass.
Yeah, and it was so much fun, man. Sammy, like, makes that, like, just a whole performance art piece.
Yeah.
It is really fun to watch. I like it.
And just so groovy.
Yeah. And then we had a second band come on, and Zach was able to sing one of the songs, and it was an awesome performance. You did a really nice job.
Took my breath away.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you did a great job.
I was there. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd went wild.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We have video evidence.
Shucks, what can I say?
So good. You did such a great job. And then we closed the night off with Convoy and the Cattlemen, which was so much fun. I was going to lie and say I've never seen them perform live before, but I have. I saw them up in Denton at the Dufort Records showcase. But it was still really fun.
Yeah, and they're pretty sweet people, yeah.
Yeah, she kicks butt on the fiddle. Mm-hmm. She's so good. Such a
I
fun.
I like her accent.
Yeah.
It fits with their whole band. Like, they've all got, like, the thick accents. It's awesome.
Well, and it totally cracks me up because she's, like, so sweet and cute and little and just adorable. But then she plays in Cruella.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a second. That's.
I was on the podcast here. I sat in whenever they came on.
Oh, really? So, mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Very cool.
Uh-oh.
It better be an emergency.
Put it on speakerphone here.
Okay.
Hello?
What's up, mommy?
What's up, dude?
I was called to check in on you. Make sure you're all
right. Oh, yeah. I came over last night, didn't I? Oh, no, I didn't. I was really, really fucking shammered.
Yeah, you said you were going to come over, but I never heard from you.
I couldn't. I was on that. I was on a couch getting really, really wasted, and I couldn't get off the couch, so I just slept where I was.
All right, well, I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, thanks for checking on me, Thomas Flynn. You're such a nice guy. I'm sorry for not letting you know I was okay.
Goddamn right.
Well, hey, I'm not home. I'm busy all day, so. Hey, you should go to Lola's tonight, dude.
That's another thing I was calling about. Fred said something about it. What's going on?
Dude, just go up there. I'm kind of in the middle of something. I'll have to call you back later.
Okay, later, bro.
All right, bye.
Wow,
that
how
was
rude.
Awesome. Yeah. We were hoping something like that would happen.
I like that.
I wanted that, and I didn't even know I wanted that.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Okay, I put it on silent.
Okay, thanks.
So then the day after that, then Dustin had a party.
Yes.
Or actually, it was Aiden.
It was Aiden's party, but it was just an excuse for Dustin to have everyone over to have a big, fun water slide party. And I got to see some of the video from that because I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I was up in Bowie at a fiddle jam. Have you guys ever been to a fiddle jam?
Fiddle jam? What's that?
That sounds cool.
Yeah, what's a fiddle?
I've been to something like that.
So Ryan Elmore, his family runs a fiddle camp, Elmore Fiddle Camp.
You told me about that.
Yeah, and so they do it every year. And then in I think it's October, they have like chicken and bread days up in Bowie. For Eamon Carter, and part of that's this big fiddle contest, and so they do the fiddle jam in the summer to raise the prize money for the contest in October. And it was fascinating. I've never been part of the fiddle music scene. I've never been around it, and it was really good.
I'm gonna try to go to that next time it happens.
It's cool. It's in October, the next one, and then we went to the jam after the jam, which you would be able to go to as well in
nice.
October. And it's out at this dude's property, and he built a dance hall out of like all reclaimed stuff, like from the property, from Craigslist. And I've got pictures I can show you later. But
hit me up whenever that's happening. Dude.
Oh yeah, for sure, totally will do. And but you guys went to the party.
Yes, we did. We went down this giant ass water slide. Got super wet and jumped on trampolines and got slow-mo videos of ourselves. So
sounds cool. Like a good time.
Ate poop cupcakes. I wished Aiden a happy birthday, and I didn't know it wasn't his birthday. It was a party for him. So he's like, it's not my birthday. It's my summer party.
Yeah. I think it's really just an excuse for them to have a party, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did anything else weird happen, Zach?
That's
crazy.
I mean, I think... Stubbs made some major life decisions.
No, at the summer party. That is never a good idea.
Yeah, no.
We
played a card game, Exploding Kittens. I sat in like a pool that was at least 50% pee.
Oh, that little pool that was on the whole patio?
Yeah,
oh
the kiddie pool.
You just couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
They don't believe in chlorinating those kinds of pools.
It was pretty cool. We were chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Nice. It's not like a bright light.
So what did you guys do like 2 weekends ago?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Oh, I went to that thing that was at Lola's, right?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was there.
You were there?
Totally there.
Oh, I heard that Luke took his shirt off again.
I
love it. I'm fascinated by the fact that, no, okay. You just take your shirt off everywhere.
It was just a phase, guys. It's over.
It's over. So we're in the temple. It's the middle of summer. It's kind of hot, so I'm, like, fanning myself with this 97.5 The Pirate bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah.
And I flipped it over, and on the back, I've got a question for you two. Okay, Luke, you can answer first. Just say whatever comes to your head.
Okay.
Okay. How much is a lot of black porn?
A lot.
How much is too much?
Black dick?
Yeah.
Big long time.
Is that a good answer? Is there ever too much black porn?
I did see a Blackfish, that documentary about killer whales. And it's really good. But about three quarters of the way through it, they show whale dick, and it's awesome. It looks they jerk off this. This like killer whale that kills people.
Jerk off a killer whale.
Yeah, they jerk off a killer whale and they collect the semen. And it's about SeaWorld and how.
Wow.
Mostly it's about the
so
whale.
So it wasn't
dick,
a sperm whale?
Right.
No, it's
know.
Called Blackfin.
I'm confused now.
That's wow.
Blackfish
that's awesome.
Is what
Blackfish.
It's called.
Blackfin. And that's extra long fin.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Amazing.
So did you write that on there?
No, it was just on here.
It was Sally Rohde.
Sally was the one. Hey, Sally and John were there at that 30th anniversary show. It was fun to see them. I hadn't seen them in a while. So it was pretty good.
Black dick. That's a pretty good nickname. What's up, black dick?
You could go from fuck face to black dick.
You can call me anything you want, man.
So you guys know each other pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you all known each other?
Oh, we got...
3 years, maybe?
Yeah,
not
about
that
3 years.
Not that long, but we've been best friends for a while. He's one of my best friends.
For the solid 3 years that you've known each other, you've been best
friends
since
day
one?
We hit it off real good in the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And y'all were roommates for a little while, right?
No, we met a...
He came to one of my house parties, and he threw up all over the place and slept in my bathroom floor. And peed on his socks.
And peed on my socks. I have a problem.
So that's as close as you guys got to be roommates?
That's whenever we met. Yeah, that's as close as we got to being roommates, besides playing in the Old Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We play with Vincent. I play bass. He plays lead. Vincent L. Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we play song swap style together all the time. We know each other's songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're lover boys.
Nice.
Lover boys.
I love you.
I rob you. No, we met at Luke's warehouse open mics, and actually from the first one I went to, I didn't miss one until it shut down.
Like, nice.
Fucking love Luke, fucking love the warehouse, fucking...
I miss those days
as
well.
It was the warehouse, and then it was the cellar, and now both of those places are gone.
Wow.
Now it's Lola.
I was going to say, quit doing it at Lola's,
yeah, please.
Please don't. Please don't do it at Lola's anymore.
No, Lola's is never going to shut down.
It's too big to fail.
I think that's where I'll be. That's where I'll be every Monday until I'm probably about 65. Then I'll retire from from being an open mic host.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think I met you at the warehouse also, but I don't remember seeing you Denver there.
Man.
But I can't remember when we met.
Where did we meet? I think cellar. I think Luke started doing both before the warehouse went down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I met you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I miss the cellar.
Well,
I don't know.
Bathroom.
I don't know. It's
it was
cool.
Getting
that,
better, man.
It's cool they let you do what they want and
it was
love
getting
them,
better, dude.
But Chris is always playing video games.
I know.
And then the beers never worked.
Yeah, his beer's always warm.
Like,
oh, man.
And then they want
like
$3.75
the coolest,
for the beer when it does work.
It's a warm beer and it's $4.75, and it's really hot in there. And the sound is really bad.
I just remember the foosball tournaments.
But if you needed a last minute show,
it was
cellar,
like home.
It was my sanctuary.
Always free.
Man. You can't talk shit about my church, man.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying.
It's like family. Like they piss you off, but you love them.
Yeah.
Those murals,
exactly,
man.
Right.
They were awesome.
Oh, yeah. The murals.
Those
were
old.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That place should have been like. It's
like
a historic
landmark,
dude.
Yeah.
They just tore it right down, filled it up.
They paved Paradise.
If some of those TCU kids
could
have just done something with that coffee shop that was up there, Stay Wired.
Yeah, if they would have opened up a TCU coffee shop, then it would have been fine.
Yeah. This...
Let's just not talk about it.
Okay, let's stop. So we invited Vincent Neil Emerson to be on the show, and he totally snubbed us. He said, F you bitches, I am busy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I wonder what he's doing.
Minus
probably
the
sleeping.
F you bitches, but
right.
It was essentially,
okay, I hope he wasn't
it was an
mean.
Understood.
No, he actually was very sweet. He was like, yeah, I'll totally be on the show. And then he was wasty face when he said that.
That was at the weekly awards when we asked you guys.
I think he's playing a solo gig somewhere right now or something.
Yeah. So besides the Old Souls, have you guys played in any other bands together?
No.
He's played lead for me a couple times. I have my own outfit of a band called Luke McGlathery. And I don't know, that's about it, really. I mean, we song swap with each other a lot.
You play fiddle with me here and there.
I play fiddle with them a lot, or here and there.
We'll do something. Y'all just wait.
Yeah, okay. We wanted to start a band with Thomas Flynn, because that would be really cool.
Oh, that was our guest caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If me and Thomas Flynn and Denver had a band together, it would be a cool band.
What would you call it? One cool band?
Yeah, a cool
Black
band.
Dick.
Black whale porn.
Sperm whale.
Yeah.
We are sperm whales.
Sperm whales playing tonight at the Grotto.
So Luke, you just had an album come out, right?
Yes, ma'am. Check. Yes, ma'am. It not really just came out. It was like, what, February, March or something? I don't remember. A few months ago.
It was right before you came on the Funkytown podcast.
Was I don't remember what date though, but I think it was like February or March. But yeah, I like that CD.
Very cool. And who did the cover artwork for Life Ain't Hard?
Colin Jardine.
Yeah,
he does most. He does a lot of my artwork, and he's really, really good. He does it. He just does exactly what I'm looking for, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever you look at it, it makes you think of me, you know, which is good. It's what I want.
It's kind of like. Hunter S. Thompson had his Ralph Steadman artist to do like, and that was just like his style.
Yeah,
like,
he's
with
my
his
style
writing,
that
and,
I want to stick with. You know, he might do the artwork for a lot of my stuff. You know, he's done posters for me. He might do more album art for me. Colin Jardine, Red Mustache, great artist.
I feel like I'm Facebook friends with him.
You probably are,
but
I don't think I'm Facebook friends with him. But I like the sound of a mustache. It's good.
I think
his
Instagram
is... How does it sound?
Is,
does it sound bristly?
Yeah, it sounds bristly. It's really cool. Yeah, it's awesome. And so your album release was back in February. How'd that go?
It was great.
Yeah?
The CD went great. So far, I've sold like 300 or 400, maybe 300 copies.
Oh, wow.
And it's free online, so, I mean...
Are you a big believer in that you just want to make the music and have it out there for people to listen to?
For this record is what I wanted to do. I just wanted to put it out there. It's free to listen to. I think if I want to work on a really big record and make it like a big deal, and you know, you have to pay $10 to listen to it. But this one, I just wanted to get the music out there, you know.
Cool. Very cool. Have you made any music videos?
I have, really. I have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you look up Luke McGlathery, one word, and look at my YouTube channel, I've made music videos for a lot of people and myself.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, because I've seen a lot of your photography, and I like it. That's pretty awesome. How'd you get into the photography business?
Well, I used to have a lot of money. I bought a camera.
Yeah.
And some lenses and stuff. And that's when it started. And I just kind of, I really enjoyed it because I was taking photos at the warehouse and doing promotional photos for the cellar and just places like that, making flyers, stuff like that.
Did you have a digital camera or did you have like a...
I shoot DSLR, digital.
Cool.
I don't do film because I'm not that... I don't even know how to do that, I don't think.
Because you're from the digital age.
Yeah. I was born in 1990, room, folks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tight.
Not tight.
Hey, I was born in 1990.
Wow, 90, very cool.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Now, have you, Luke, done any videos for Denver?
There is a video on there that's pretty cool. What's that song called?
You know, it's untitled still. It's going to be on the record I'm working on.
It's a really good song. It says Denver Williams, and it has the song name, but I forget. But yeah, look up my YouTube channel. There's all types of videos on there, man. It's really cool. Just
awesome.
Luke McGlathery, one word.
Very cool. And how long have you been working on your album that you're coming out with here?
I don't know.
He's been trying
That's hard
to plan.
To say.
He's in the planning phase right now.
Gotcha.
I would say
everything changed for me when Josh moved. You know,
right.
Ching Lotus, all that.
Right.
Former. You know, well, and Ching Lotus is still active, just not as active. So this is kind of a. I'm gonna start fleshing out like this huge archive of songs that I've got in order to kind of move forward. Like, a lot of it's new material, but I would say, you know, like the last year I've been thinking about doing this, and I just got the group together that's going to do it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to record at Cloudland in September.
Heck yeah.
With
yeah,
Peter Waringa.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, it should be really cool.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear another project that you're a part of because I definitely miss Chingalotus. And yeah. I did see that y'all have a show coming up sometime.
In September, yeah. Josh will be back. He's going to go to, like, South Korea or South Vietnam or something. And before he does that, we're going to do it. And then I guess we'll do it again when he gets back.
So when he comes back, he's going to be fluent in, like, Korean. And then you can, like, add extra tracks with, like, Korean musical influences and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Or, like, if he could get, what do you call those, field recordings, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know. Maybe we'll put a record together overseas. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Or, you know, just bringing back any, like, interesting instruments or whatever that,
or
you know,
children.
Are here. Yeah, small children would be good. Mm-hmm. So
exotic pets.
I'm a big fan of your artwork. One of my favorite things is my CD cover for Reinventing the Wheel of Fortune Cookie Monster Truck Stop. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nailed it.
I love that. And I understand you were up all night making those. What kind of prompted you to just the pieces of cardboard and watercolors on the paper?
Well, a good friend of mine, Ryan Wayne Patterson, we played a lot of music together out in Austin, and he was a huge influence on me on, like, how to present music and how to do it yourself and, like, what it's about aside from, you know, I don't know, what you're... There's the thing that you can just do in form. You know, it's not the weird... That thing isn't the weirdest thing ever that we made for Reinventing the Wheel, but it's just a little bit outside the box, you know, and just, like, you can do that, and you can invest a little more time to, like, maybe inspire somebody when they're holding something that's a different shape. Like, the first thing we did out in Austin, we just made those little origami cups, you know, and... we were just trying to get our music out there, but, you know, I know every CD that I get, like, whether or not I like it, it ends up in my floorboard of the car.
Yeah.
So, just scratched and to shit. But, you know, something that visually looks like different. It was worth something to someone else at one time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it'll avoid the floorboard for, like, an extra week or two. Or, like, you know, a lot of CDs won't even make it into my CD player just because they're CDs, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, too. Like, I get CDs scratched all the time. I've got, like, a stack in my car. And so, like, it seems like it's more protected with the cardboard anyway. So, but, yeah, it looks really neat.
You can't. That was a big idea for that. You know, you can't really fit that in the floorboard, you know? Like,
right.
You're probably going to take it in. You won't forget it. It's just, like, fucking fluorescent and giant. Yeah.
It was really cool, and it was really fun, and it was way worth more than the, I think, $5 donation that you were asking for. And it was awesome.
You
I grabbed
Denver
them for
should
a
charge $20 for his CDs.
No, that's ridiculous. That's stupid.
But I was just
that's mean. That's disrespectful to the people buying your CDs. I don't give a fuck who you are, dude. Like,
I was fucking with you, dude.
I know. I'm just, you know me. I'll
go
off
this rant. That's what I did.
Yeah.
have you guys toured together?
I mean, we've played shows in Austin, like go down to Austin with Vincent, stuff like that, but never really
travel to Dallas.
Yeah, we play in Dallas. We play in Dallas a lot.
Trek.
We played in Austin a couple times, but I mean, we stay busy in Fort Worth, you know.
Can I ask what's your favorite venue to play at in Fort Worth?
Lola's.
I mean, let me think about that. I don't know.
Okay.
Just say Lola's, dude.
Lola's pretty cool.
You said it.
It's good. It's really good. I like the sound guy at Lola's. Joe's
the man.
Yeah, he's really good.
Well, there's other sound guys too, and they're all really good.
Yeah,
Fredo and Dre, those guys are really good at running sound. Sometimes Thomas is up there.
Very cool.
Do y'all like singing karaoke?
When I gotta get hammered, and I like to sing "Boys in the Hood."
Yeah, I was gonna ask what's y'all's like go-to karaoke.
The Dynamite Hack version, you know, because then everyone can sing along.
I just go for "Your Cheating Heart" by Hank Williams every time.
You kill that.
Yeah, I think I got drunk at this like really shitty bar in Midlothian one time and did Blondie.
Which
Heart of Glass?
No. What was
it? Song,
I think
dude.
It was One Way or Another.
Oh yeah.
I knew I'd end up singing karaoke
so nice.
One Way or Another.
Yeah. Do you like karaoke?
No, I was just wondering. Like, I don't usually do it that much. Sometimes we'll, like, turn on the big TV and we'll just, like, do it for fun. Like, put on YouTube.
Yeah, just sing at the songs.
Y'all got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, we do.
Yes,
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna watch y'all do y'all's...
It's
relationship
mostly,
goals.
Yeah. Billy and Bobbert.
It's mostly Billiam and
Billiam, sorry.
And Bobbert.
That's okay.
Whoa.
We can't be friends now.
Our comedy video.
I'm Billiam, and then Zach is Bobbert.
Yeah, we're real funny.
You guys are really funny.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Funny looking.
That's not nice.
Funny smelling. That's not
just lately, nice. We've just kind of been giving up altogether, and like when we have an outtake, then we'll just keep it, and that actually people like those movies better anyway, so...
Yeah, our Facebook, iHappyM, or facebook.com/iHappyM, you see all of our funny videos, too.
I will do that.
YouTube or Facebook, whatever.
Awesome. I'm going to go to the tube.
It's wonderful.
YouTube,
the internet
is
great.
Yeah, it's for sure. So did you two grow up in Fort Worth?
I was born in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
Lived in Fort Worth a lot, but bounced around, like, lived in Granbury, lived in Toller, and I lived in Sanger. Lived in Burleson after I dropped out of high school. But I always came back. I love it here.
I do too. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I was born at Harris Southwest, or whatever's in the middle of Fort Worth. Harris. I was born in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
We bounced around, but I kind of lived in Crowley most of my life.
I feel bad. I'm sorry you had to say that, man.
Well, you know who else from Crowley, right?
Leon.
And, well, there's other people, too.
Me.
That are real badass.
Zach. All me.
I'm from Crowley.
Are you really?
Yeah, I went to Joshua High School, but I lived in Crowley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I guess that makes sense a little bit.
So, and then...
No, I just lived out in the country.
Crowley's hell... the cops, like...
Oh, yeah, the cops suck in Crowley, dude.
Yeah, but...
We've got pulled over in Crowley.
Yeah.
It's easy to get pulled over in Cali.
Yeah, well,
if you just, like, accidentally do this with your wheel, like, three cops will come out, like, what are you? Get on the ground!
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
Go drive through Cali and tell me if you get pulled over or if you get spooked.
Okay. Yeah, they come up on you.
Yeah.
I used to live in Waxahachie, and it was like that, too. Like, you'd just get tailed for no reason just because, like, you looked funny or something.
I've been to Waxahachie one time. Mm-hmm. I went to
It's haunted.
Catfish Plantation.
I lived next door to Catfish Plantation.
Yeah. We
Is
both said
catfish.
Catfish. But, yeah, so I took pictures because it's haunted, and I was, like, hoping to catch a ghost. So I've got this picture of me, and I'm standing in front of a portrait of Mary Shelley, and I'm looking through... And I'm like, holy crap, what is on that picture? I could not figure it out for the life of me. I'm showing it to everybody. I was like, I got a ghost. I caught a ghost, yeah. I was so excited. And like a year later, I'm showing my brother, and he's all, you're an idiot. And I was like, I am not an idiot. And he's all, that's just your reflection, you doofus. Because I was like, dang it.
No, but I did used to see shit in my house.
Did
like,
you?
I'd get up for like a glass of water
Lucky.
In the middle of the night, and there was like a little kid standing in the
Jesus
living room.
Christ.
Right on.
Yeah.
And then you like rub your eyes, and then it's like, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, did it just, what is it, a real little kid just standing there?
Yeah, he looked like he was like maybe like 5 years old or something.
He's creepy. Just protecting the
house. And I was awake. I wasn't, like, half asleep.
Right.
That's crazy.
Did you go touch him?
No, actually wasn't
illegal.
Scared. Yeah. It's illegal.
Do you guys live in older houses in Fort Worth? Like, are there any ghosts in...
No, I mean, I have some ghost stories from, like, whenever I was a kid, but I haven't encountered any paranormal activity in the last several years, you know?
Okay.
I'm starting to think maybe it wasn't Waxahachie, though, and it might just be me, because I think we talked about this with Matt one time while I was on here, and there was like, you saw the big black dude in your room, and like we both had a big black dude experience.
No way, for real?
It was just like one of those shadow people things.
Yes.
And then we have like sleep paralysis, but he just kept saying like the big black dude came and sat on my chest.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I would actually have, I lived at the warehouse. That was kind of
creepy. That was cool.
Really?
Because I did have sleep paralysis one time or a couple of times where I was laying there and this like Grim Reaper looking dude is like coming in the fucking door.
Yeah.
And I can't move my body.
Wow.
So yeah, that happened. The warehouse was pretty creepy.
Nice.
But it was awesome.
Very cool. Did you get a Lone Star? Okay.
Oh, Waxahachie question.
Yes.
Okay.
Joe's Best Burger. You remember that?
No, because I was a vegan back then.
Oh, okay.
So I've slacked off, but...
You were a vegan in those days?
Mm-hmm. I was.
Yeah. I was raw vegan for 2 days.
Wow, 2 days. Look at you go.
I was so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. So Joe's best burger? Good burger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
What's your favorite burger in Fort Worth?
Fred's.
Oh.
Fred's pretty good. Nolan's burger at Fred's pretty good.
Everything at Fred's is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of...
Don't even say Rodeo Goat.
Beer's vegan, by the way.
I wasn't going to say Rodeo Goat, but now you totally threw me off. Sorry. Dang it all, Kincaid's. Straight to heck.
You've been to the McDonald's on Alta Mesa? On Alta Mesa.
I've never been to the McDonald's on Alta Mesa.
You gotta go. We should go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Y'all ever been to Wendy's on Rodeo?
That's like whenever Jeff Lord does Taco Talk and then Zach's like, I like Taco Bell. We kind of do eat Taco Bell. At 2 in the morning.
Way to go. Shows.
Every time we come home from Lola's.
I do love Fred's. And that was the first place I ever had a fried pickle. Like, I'd never even heard of fried pickles until I moved here.
Fried pickles.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. That's good.
They're really good. Mm. And they should be a part of every state's, like, food.
They're way better than French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any side dish like that.
Yeah, for sure. They're really
I like fried good. Okra.
Oh, yeah. Fried okra. Oh, wait.
Real back, slimy okra.
Back to pickles. Have you had a pickle juice snow cone?
I've never not.
I have. It's really
that's
good.
Gross.
They just pour pickle juice on ice, and it's delicious.
It is disgusting.
It's
I bet it's actually, I just don't like the sweet of snow cones, so I bet maybe I would.
Oh, yeah, it's just, yeah. Pickle, no, it's just frozen pickle juice, dude.
It's strangely, like, addictive. Like, mm-hmm. you, and then you start craving it after you've had it before. Mm-hmm. And then you just, it's like crack, and you can't stop.
Awesome.
And then you good. Sell all your shit.
Speaking of eating and drinking, shall we try some absinthe?
Oh, yeah, let's do.
Did you say it really tastes gross?
No, it tastes really good.
Do you like licorice? We have to
here it is.
Have, we have there's to no do it worm on air because...
It's absinthe. There's cups right over there.
You have no idea whose lips have been on that.
Yeah, you don't know where that bottle has been.
It's 70% alcohol. You think I'm going to...
You won't
That's
care.
Disgusting. I don't like it.
You did not drink it up to see the fairy.
Yeah, you did not... Wow.
It tastes like something I've had before that I... Oh, it's like black
is
licorice.
So way more hardcore than
That's
I am.
That's black licorice. That's like... That's like Jaeger, kind of. Except
I kind of like it.
Can you put it in a little cup for me? Oh I mean, God. I like you and all, but still.
Just
this
swig
is
it.
The Jenny Jamestown mascara, not the Jerry Jamestown mascara.
Yeah. We're a little bit
I wore a mascara for the occasion.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You got to wear makeup for the radio.
I'll drink it straight from the bottle. I don't care.
Okay.
Dude, you're hardcore.
Oh.
Dang it,
man, I should have brought a
audio evidence of you.
Sorry, everyone.
Dustin's equipment.
I should have brought my favorite liquor. I didn't even think.
What is your favorite liquor?
Fernet Branca.
Fernet. You can get it at the Chat Room Pub. Easily the 8th best.
At the Chat Room?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Fernet nice. There.
Guess. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't see me Jim Leahy this shit.
Zach?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No
K. No K. I like that, what is it, James Dickel or George Dickel or whatever?
James.
Yeah, just, you can
what
just
is
what
open?
Is it? It's George Dickel. I was going to make a dick joke. It's George Dickel.
Cool. I love that Dickel.
You love that Dickel?
Yeah.
Can't get enough of it?
Can't get enough of that Dickel.
Does it tickle in your mouth?
It makes my belly all warm.
Okay, I want to know...
We
have
motherfuckers
in here, man. There's not a microphone
happening?
For you.
Hot stuff.
What's going on?
Hey, Richard's here. Do you want this mic?
I'm glad that Matt's not dead.
Okay,
except
cool.
That on his shirt.
I know. Yeah.
I thought I was getting worried about him under the shed.
Yeah, we've got Matt tied up under the.
Now that you're here, you have to drink some.
The temple.
It's an initiation.
Yeah.
It smells like.
It smells like Robitussin.
We're robo tripping too.
Yeah, dude.
So Richard Hennessy from Henry the Archer just showed up.
Ugh.
How you doing?
I don't know about that.
I'm doing great.
Do it again. I want some more.
See, that's why
no.
I got
no,
a
no,
cup.
No.
Pass it.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to get me to drink.
Pass that cheese.
So,
so, my favorite alcohol is not nearly as exotic as you two. I'm definitely just a whiskey girl.
Jameson?
Yeah, I love Jameson. I like Buffalo Trace. I think you turned me on to Buffalo Trace.
You got your TX whiskey.
I do love me some TX. It goes down smooth.
You got your.
I'm good.
You good?
Thank
you. Okay, so while we're on this subject, okay. What's y'all's craziest white girl wasted story?
Yes.
Like, or where have you? Where have you like woken up? Like, what's the weirdest place you've woken up? Oh, that Zach asked that question a while back. But
I one time tried to fight Joe Tacky after a show at the Republic Street Bar.
Nice. It's like when we first met him.
Yeah. Well, no, I'd met him before, but I was throwing up over the rails, and they were like blocking me so traffic couldn't see because there's cops like lurking.
We had a fight, and I was crying in the bathroom or something. I have no idea.
I just told him I was a better bassist, and I can prove it.
Yeah, and then I just remember like walking outside, and Zach was like, "Okay, let's do this." He starts to take off his shirt.
Oh, you pulled a Luke.
This is a real fight. Like that.
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't even remember.
Was it aggressive though?
I think I was being more aggressive, and he was like, "Get the fuck out of here."
He was about to do like a drug study. It was his last day.
Oh yeah, that was the last night I could
drink. And so he was going to make it count.
Yeah, and we got into a fight, and
so much throw up
made you cry. Aww. Yeah, we threw up a lot that night. Like when we got home, there was like puddles in the front yard. I like covering the bathroom floor. Good times.
Oh, I do.
She threw up by my power strip. I thought she was gonna electrocute us all.
Oh yeah. So I was like, Zach, I threw up on your power strip. He's like, it's fine, just leave it.
Yeah, no, at that point, I was not messing with that.
Just throw it away.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent way too much money on drinks that night. Anyway.
I can't really think. You go first, cause I'm gonna think of
I've got
a real
one
good
once
one.
Y'all.
And I've got one that includes Denver. That's not my story, but it's a good one.
Denver, awesome. Denver broke his arm and played a show.
Oh, yes.
With a broken arm.
Couple shows
I remember that.
I remember that.
Did you get a video of you breaking your arm? I thought I saw
something. No.
Okay, maybe it was just a video of you.
I have the video in my brain of it. It was
I really live my life.
You can record
life,
with your eyes.
Really live my life like way more white girl wasted than most people. Like people, they act like they like
that's
get fucked
day
up,
for
but
you.
It's kind of bad. Yeah. But. I got one pretty good story where we had a bottle of Fernet Branc out in the car. I was working this coffee shop, also a bar out in Austin. And so I asked a whole these people to come out to my show. A lot of people were excited about it. They're like, yeah, we're going to come see you play and shit. And then at the same time, I was meeting a lot of really great people. And I was like, hey, you should come play. You should come play. So a lot of people showed up to watch me play. And then I'm outside getting hammered. Plus, I work here, so they're getting me hammered. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, no, hey, why don't you play first? Why don't you play first? And like, let's say there's like 40 or 50 people there to watch me, and they're like, when are you going to play? It's like, oh man, you know, after this guy, he's great, you got to watch him. We're here to see you, you know. Oh man, he's great, like I'll play. And so it ends up being like 1 a.m. or something. I was going to play like 10 or 11. Everybody leaves except for like 5 or 6 people. And
true fans.
Yeah. Yeah. And that bottle of Fernet Branc is gone. But so I can't remember my songs like that. I never get that fucked up. Like, I mean, I get like 2 or 3 chords and it's just like, what the fuck am I doing? So then I just like quit playing that song. I don't do that either. It's like, I'm not going to do it. And I'll try another one. It's like none of them are working. So then I take my guitar off and I start beating it into the ground. And I was also playing in this group called Mad Yarns, and this girl, Samantha Knight, was in that group. But she was there and I lifted up my guitar and I was just going to smash it, you know. And she's like, run, Denver, no, you know. And then she took my guitar, and so I stood up on the mic for like 10 minutes being like, hey. And then somehow miraculously made it home and had plenty of cigarettes. So you smoke Marlboro Reds, but me and my buddy were like, we really need some Newports. So I think I ended up driving backwards on a freeway. Something. I mean, like,
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. And I'm not proud of that part, but I was that fucked up is the point. Like,
he's not condoning driving backwards, kids. Don't do it.
Maybe not. No, I wasn't backwards on a freeway, but median, like, God knows, it was just like bad.
Yeah. That's a black dick wasted.
Yes.
Well, we're glad
I'll drink
you're okay.
To that.
Right? I've got
that. I just farted.
Y'all.
I threw myself my own birthday party, and I'm trying to think of the story. Yeah, so I had a bunch of people over, actually. I couldn't have the party at my parents' house, so I'd had it at my brother's house. And then, I had made, like, Jell-O shots for myself. And I bought a bunch of whiskey and wine. And I was, like, drinking wine before everybody got there.
Uh-huh.
And then when everybody got there, then I started doing shots. and then I think I did 6 shots and like threw up on the wall and then tried to clean it up like with my hand.
Oh.
So I was like spreading it around.
So you have new wall art.
Yeah.
Finger
and
painting.
I can just imagine. Was so mad at the sun the next day.
I've puked on the ceiling before.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
No.
I puked on the ceiling.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Sorry, I had to throw it in there.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty awful. And then I think I clogged the sink from vomit.
Nice. Nice work.
Yeah.
My best white girl wasted story was I was in my apartment, and it was, I had just broken up with a guy, and mm-hmm. so I was just kind of, it was my first time ever in my entire life of living, like, completely alone. And I had a really good friend of mine who was like, you know, I just don't want you here by yourself all night. So he came over, and we were watching The Big Lebowski, so we were drinking White Russians, and smoky because it's The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
So, and then a friend called me and she's like, hey, come over to Fred's North. So I'm like, I tell him, stop the movie. I'm going to Fred's North with my friend. He's like, okay. So I go to Fred's, have another White Russian there. And then I was like, hey, dang, who was it? Steve, it was one of Steve Stewart's bands. Was playing down at Shipping and Receiving.
Oil Boom.
Oil Boom. That's
oh,
the
boom.
One. Boom, not boob.
Boob.
Oil boobs.
Oily
Oiled
boobs.
Up boobs.
So we get down
a lot of oily boobs in
to Shipping and Receiving, and then, like, that's all I remember. Like, I'm home the next morning. I'm following a trail, like, to my door. I, like, take my dog out for a walk. I start kind of remembering things. Mm-hmm. I call my friend. I'm like, I'm so sorry I left you at Shipping and Receiving. She's like, you didn't leave me. She's all, we went to the chat room. I was like, we went to the chat room. God. I'm, like, smelling my hair to see if I really went to the chat room.
Yeah, that's a good way.
It's a good way to tell.
It's got a specific scent.
It really does. And so then I still am trying to piece that night together. But I was following a trail around. But my favorite story about you, Denver Williams.
Oh, wow.
And it's... is, I think it was Vincent Neil Emerson's birthday party.
Okay.
And Caleb Stanislaw woke up on a trampoline with you and another person on the trampoline. But he said he was snuggling you.
Oh, no.
Not...
We were snuggling. Yeah.
he thought you were Teresa.
He's like, he was all snuggled.
He knew I wasn't Teresa. I told him, like, 3 times.
I'm not Teresa.
Listen, dude,
say
I'm
my name,
Teresa.
Bitch.
That has to be your band name. I'm not Teresa.
I'm not Teresa.
So I was like, yeah, I've never woken up next to somebody, like, and forgotten. I did wake up one time, and I thought my dog was sleeping
cool
on the
you.
Bed next to me. And it was not the dog, because he was, like, out in the living room, and I was like, holy shit, he's next to me. It was a man. Luckily, it was my boyfriend. I was like, oh, thank the gods. Thank all of them. Every one of them. Because I'd been hanging out earlier that night with a different boyfriend. Not that one. So, yep, that's it. That's all of my story.
Okay, I like all these stories.
Just
I'm
a boyfriend. Yes.
Richard, if you get up on the mic, you can tell a story.
Yeah.
You have a story?
Yeah, you tell a story.
Yeah. Richard definitely
has
one of my boyfriends.
Have you drank alcohol before?
I don't have too many. I usually wake up with penises on me and swastikas, and I drink too much too fast, and I black out. That's why I try to cut back on my drinking. I just can't remember shit the next day ever, and then other people tell me things. So I wish I had a great story, but it usually just ends up in sorrow, tears, and permanent marker, pretty much.
Yeah, that's kind of how me. I feel about it. All those stories that I'm trying to think of ends with my penis not working.
Right.
I don't,
exactly.
I don't want to tell you all right. those stories.
Yeah, Richard, I think one time you and Zach were drinking, I was scared y'all were going to make out.
Oh, yeah. I would never be scared
like,
of that.
Y'all
Where
were getting
that?
A little too cuddly. It was here.
See what I mean?
And then the next, or like one time, and then Zach's like, yeah, I don't think I've kissed him on the mouth. I was like, what do you mean you don't think?
Oh, no,
you
totally kissed
yeah,
on the
totally
mouth.
Yeah, they totally kissed on the mouth. They did it at the chat room.
Yeah,
they did it
on
at the chat room. I was there.
That's
was that
fine. That's an acceptable.
Me and Denver have kissed on the mouth on stage.
Oh, yeah. we kissed on the mouth, and who else
it was
there?
Wet.
That's a double standard. I'm not allowed to kiss
someone.
My friends.
It was like...
It was Matt Stubbs.
Oh, yeah, he's like, come here. And as they call me up, and I go, and I kiss Matt Stubbs, and I walk over, I kiss him, and then I come back, and I tell Joe Tacky, I'm like, God, I feel like I was just walking through the streets of Paris.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's true.
I made out with my, I think there was time, my old bassist, Matt Hembry, and I, we played Live Oak one time, And there were a couple of chicks talking about kissing or something, and I think he was trying to get these two girls to kiss, and and then they challenged him, like, oh, would you kiss another guy of the same sex? And he called me over. He's like, come here.
Another guy of the same sex.
So I come over, and we just start fucking making out right in the live oak. Whatever. It is what it is, right? No problem.
No.
Now that you brought up the live oak, I got kind of a white girl wasted story. I walked over to the live oak from the Bull of Owls just to pop my head in, and there's this cute little blonde girl, and she is fucking wasted. And I'm like kind of wasted. I'm walking around. She comes
enough
up.
Enough to take
she
advantage.
Comes up
to,
well, she kind of. She's the one that was taking advantage of me. I walk
I
in
can
and
believe
she's
it.
Just. I don't even. I've never met this girl before, but she's like, "You're just so cute." And she's all little bitty. She's like hanging on me like a little spider monkey. And so I'm like, I give her some kisses, and then like we run into a table, and then all these glasses fall and broken glass everywhere. And then I'm the guy that's like trying to kiss the drunk girl, and everybody's looking at me, and I'm like, I'm just gonna leave, and I just left. So like, that was the end of it. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm leaving right now.
Oh my,
that's very honorable.
You told a story about a white girl being wasted, though. What's
that?
I mean,
that's
not
what
fair.
It is.
That's it.
Yeah. What's your one moment where you woke up and you're like, holy crap? What
almost
hell?
Every day, really. Because I play so many shows and there's just so much alcohol involved that every morning I'm just like, man, I wish I wouldn't have got that fucked up last night.
I still can't remember if I punched you in your broken arm. I can't remember if that was me or my friend to this day.
Might have been.
He probably doesn't remember.
Was that at the Boiled Owl?
I think it was my friend, and then I apologized for her, but because I apologized, it makes me think I might have done it.
Guilty.
So there's still
was
that
it at the Boiled Owl when you were playing with him?
I still think it was my friend.
He doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
There's,
yeah.
there's a small doubt. There's a doubt in the back of my mind.
I do kind of remember.
Yeah.
But I do kind
we
of.
We were dancing too wildly or something.
Awesome.
I got a... Oh, well. No.
Keep on telling
no,
stories.
Yeah. Let's
keep
hear it.
Keep on going. Keep on going.
No, when we went... You know when we went out Austin and played at that, like, my cousin's, like, mad mm-hmm. that
broken
cabin
arm?
Badass? Yeah, had the broken arm. Oh, well, you know, I think you proposed to one of her friends, Katie, and like...
I definitely did. I like that.
Yeah.
I remember that even
you
though I was
you proposed the night
wasted.
Before to someone, too. At
that was my phase for that week. Like, my last phase was taking off my shirt. One of my phases was asking girls to marry me that I didn't even know.
I definitely said to that guy from Convoy and the Cattlemen, the lead singer guy, I think his
name
is Tyler.
Yeah, the little guy, yeah.
I was like, we need to marry each other because I like your chest hair. He was like, oh, okay. Okay, keep going.
Show
Sorry.
Me where to sign. I don't know, but I think she kind of dug you or something. And or damn.
Didn't
but,
we do something really crazy that night?
Yeah, we got... Oh, yeah, dude. We went back to that... That like mansion that we got
we
set
took
up.
All, we took all of our clothes off. Me and Vincent
nice.
In Denver got
naked.
Pretty much naked, and we were staying at this bed and breakfast. And this old lady, remember the old lady?
Yeah,
in the
she hated us.
Okay, so we got all fucked up, and I'm sleeping on the porch at the place.
Naked? Are you
well,
naked
I had
at this
my
point?
Boxers on. I had okay. a blanket and everything, and I had the couch cushions. I had the couch cushions outside, and I was sleeping on the couch cushions. And she's out there sweeping, and I'm sleeping, and it's in the morning. She comes up to me, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm just sleeping." And she's like, "Those aren't supposed to be out here." She was like really pissed off that I took the couch cushions out there. And I was like, I looked at her, and I was like, "I'm sorry." Like I was like, "I'm really sorry." So I fucking take them back in
really?
There, and then we're leaving, and she's just giving us the evilest eye, like you guys are disgusting. Y'all are despicable.
Yeah.
And we're just looking, and Vincent like says something to her like, you need to cheer up or something like that. Like she was being a bitch, man.
She was being a bitch.
Those couch cushions really tied the room together.
This place is like historic, though. It's, you know.
I guess it was
a
big deal, but
my cousin and her husband, they we went out and played this private thing, and they set us up with, like, they're awesome, but they probably weren't thinking about what we were going to do. Like, yeah. This is a place that old people go.
Right.
And it's really nice and shit. And, like, we just wanted to,
it's
like,
really
take
quiet.
All our clothes off and, like, hang out on the porch. And, like, yeah. It was
Next
fun.
Time you guys do that, make sure you call me.
Okay.
You remember that picture of me and my boxers with the pillow
bring
and
the,
my boxers?
Bring the Polaroid camera.
Yeah. I don't.
Oh, yes. My God. It was on
I need
old
that
flip
picture.
Phone,
flip phone.
An old flip phone.
I had a flip phone for a long time.
So did I.
I've got a friend who's actually looking to buy a flip phone because she refuses to purchase like a fancy phone. So she just wants a flip phone.
Because they're tracking devices. Even the flip phone is still going to be able to track you with it.
Yeah, for sure.
I dropped it on the curb. It's shattered.
Shattered.
Mm-hmm. There's tape on it.
Oh, I had an idea for a new iPhone.
Oh, it's good.
It's a really good idea.
It's a good idea.
They'll probably make a lot of money.
Okay.
So it'd be like the iPhone 12 or 13. It's called the iPhone Ice. It's made out of, the body of it's made out of water, frozen water, ice. You have to keep it in the freezer. You have to keep it cold. And if it melts, then, you know, you got to go buy another one. iPhone Ice.
That's cool.
I'm waiting for the story to go, like, way further.
No, that's
farther.
It. No, that's it. I think it's a brilliant million-dollar idea.
Crickets.
Fine. I thought it was a good idea.
We finally got to use a drop.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
iPhone Fire.
The time was right.
iPhone Fire. You got to keep it hot.
You have to wear one of those mitts, you know?
Yeah, the UGG glove.
The UGG glove.
A long time ago, I was like, they should make an app. Like, this was before the iPhone 5 came out. It's like, when they come out with the iPhone 5, then there needs to be an app that makes a clapping noise whenever you get near another iPhone 5 or something. You can do, like, a i5, man.
Oh, you just
i5.
Go,
yeah,
and it makes a clap. That was never
i5.
Developed because I don't know how to do that.
I like that idea. Cause that
now people are on, moved
app.
On to, but yeah.
Clap app.
Yeah, that is clap app. Super awesome. I
don't know
it.
How to develop apps.
I know. If we did, though, we could make some freaking money.
Yeah, and then we could all produce our next albums.
It's a goddamn think tank in here.
Yeah. Thank you, Stubbs.
we'll go to the Shark Tank.
I'm telling you.
Come at them with
the
ideas.
This show is a think tank.
It is.
All the best ideas come
from
it.
The Jenny Janestown Mascara is a think tank.
Yes, it is. We're going to just
How many dildos are in this room?
1, 2.
Are we counting the real life?
3, 4.
Yeah. Not human. How many human dildos are in this room? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
That looks like a plug, right?
I
if you believe in yourself
plug.
Hard enough.
And then I tasted it.
I was like, oh, it's just a.
It
just looks like a butt plug.
It doesn't smell like a butt plug.
That doesn't smell like. Ooh, it does smell like a butt plug.
I'm looking around like what you could really use for dildos.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like feeling pain. Like
did you hear what Denver said? Anything can be a dildo if you're brave enough.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln said that.
Yeah.
I'm just repeating it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you get that off
He's
of
so
meme?
Innovative.
I don't know. Yeah, no, it was like Josh and Charles were, they were really getting off on that idea. Like, or,
literally.
Yeah,
on the dildo idea.
I was just listening. That was the perfect time to say that.
Do you know why, like, Abraham Lincoln, like they called him Stinkin' Lincoln for his nickname, right? It's because he left his Lincoln logs all over the house.
That was the worst joke I've ever
heard.
Yeah,
almost don't get it.
I almost don't get it. we should talk together more often. Yeah, it's Lincoln logs.
Richard just got the joke.
It's not a very good joke. It's a
that's awesome.
Worst ever poop joke.
Well, hey, you guys, we're getting kind of close to when Luke needs to leave because he's a very busy man. So let us know what's going on the rest of the month of August since, you know, we're kind of almost halfway through the month now. What do you have coming up later in the month?
Me first. Yeah. Me first. This is Luke McGlathrey here.
Yeah.
I'm opening for Sir Charlie Crockett. At Friday on the Green.
Nice.
August 12th.
Woo!
That's a big deal.
Wayne
that
Floyd
is
opening.
Deal.
So, I repeat, August 12th, Friday on the Green, 7 o'clock.
Awesome.
Be there or be square.
Or L7.
Have four perfect squares.
You know why they say that? You know where that came from?
The L7?
Be there, no, be there or be square.
What?
Because if you're not there, you're not around.
Oh. That just
a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, right?
That's
dropping some knowledge, son.
Knowledge.
I'm an oval.
Do you have a couple of kind of like residencies, I would say. What else you do like regularly? Like
open mics every Monday night at Lola's, no cover. It's a great open mic. You can do whatever you want for 15 minutes on stage. It's mostly songwriters and duos and stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of bands because it takes too long to set up and always takes too long. But I'm open to bands to come out too. But if you're a songwriter or you know you want to come play some covers or tell some jokes or anything really, come to Lola's on Monday night.
I got another joke.
Do it.
Okay, so, hey, Mr. Buddy Holly, about how often would you say you masturbate? Every day.
Wow. That was a little hardcore. Was that the absinthe talking?
No.
No, I can top that. Everybody should know this joke.
Nobody really laughed, though, so I kind of like... I like it. We've been cracking up about that.
No, listen to this. Everybody should know this joke.
I like that.
I like that noise. But, what was I going to say? Oh, how do you get a dog to stop humping your leg?
How do you...
You suck his dick. Very nice. It works every time, dude. Oh, they'll stop.
Oh, my.
I've done it many of a time.
Many of a time. Nice. What about you, Denver Williams? Do you have anything coming up later in August?
So... Not to, well, I don't know about August. I don't know.
He's like,
I don't know what that means, but I'm bringing Sonic Space novel, Planet of Monsters, is resurfacing. Rebecca's actually going to help with that.
Nice.
And then I'm working on some recording, and then you can catch me just hanging around Vincent Neil Emerson, fucking getting fucked up and playing guitar.
You play at Shaw's every month, don't you?
Every last Friday, but
if we get a gig, you have to get somebody to fill in.
I think I've every last Friday.
You're welcome there at Shaw's.
No. Shaw's cool. They're tight with me. I'm going to Colorado it's just so much. I'm gonna go do some hippie shit.
Nice.
Denver's got a lot of things in the works right now.
Cool.
It's very hard to explain.
Cool. Okay, but we can follow you on Facebook. Denver Williams is how you're listed there, right?
Yeah.
So people can follow you on Facebook. Do you have an Instagram or?
I do have an Instagram. It's called Chillamundo. I've only posted 3 posts to it, but nice.
They're really badass posts.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Quality.
Make them count.
Not
Cholo Blanco.
Yeah.
Do you Twitter at all? Tweet.
Ugh.
I don't either.
Nasty.
I can tweet for you.
No, I don't think I'm gonna do that. Okay. I don't think I'm into that. Maybe.
So Facebooky is the best way to find you and find out what you're doing.
Yeah, ladies, hit me up. Come on. I'm here, y'all.
He's mine. Sorry, y'all can't have him. Do you want to turn the
by Susie?
Right. Do you want to turn the microphone to Richard?
Yeah.
Hey. Do you, Henry the Archer, you guys are working on a video right now, which is kind of awesome.
Yes. Plastic Objects editing that as we speak, I believe.
I love it.
Don't know when it's going to come out. Oh. Our next show is August 20th.
Okay.
At Lola's.
At Lola's.
Luke's second home.
Nice.
And we're playing with Mean Motor Scooter, Moongrave, and I feel really guilty. I hate starting to name bands, and then you forget a band, and you feel like a fucking asshole. But nobody listens to this podcast anyway. So.
Right? Not a single person.
Except for all the people who sent emails last week. No.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm an advocate for this podcast. I fucking love this thing.
Right on. We were talking about those emails earlier. Do we want to read those, or do you want to, like...
I don't know how to get a hold of them because this is not my laptop. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. We'll leave those for Dustin to do at another time. Zach, just real quick, do you want to plug the Needle Drop and anything else that
September
I Happy 10. Am has coming up?
Yeah, September 10 at Butler's Alley in the Keep Forward Funky store. James Evans is being a really awesome guy. He's helping us out with the venue and talking to... I forget her name, but the woman who owned, I guess, like somebody's Mrs. Butler. But, I mean.
The Needle Drop should be really fun. And what you're going to do, the concept of it, I love.
It's just going to be a party. Like, we're not going to have, like, performances. We're just going to be hanging out, listen to the CD, listen to the album. And then we're going to do a live interview for the Funky Town podcast. And then do, like, a question and answers thing after that. There's going to be, like, James is going to have his mustache rides out there. The seesaw.
Food truck.
We're going to try to get a food truck.
Beer.
We're going to try and get beer. I need help getting some beer.
Okay. Put it on the flyer, so we got to do
it. Yeah.
But, Community Brewing Project, you hear that?
$10 admission is going to get you a cup for beer and then also a CD.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, we have some surprises.
This is the I Happy Am release.
Yeah, this is the I Happy Am release. It's going to be so much fun.
We're going to do like 2 releases. We have this party, and then later we don't have like a set date yet, but we're going to do a performance.
Yeah, of the
full album.
Y'all want to do it on the last Sunday of the month at Lola's?
Maybe.
Let's get together. If y'all can't find anything, just let me know.
Let's get together. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we're just right now we're working with like six musicians, including Richard here, and
well, to let's keep some of it a surprise.
Okay. Okay.
Richard is the first person that we've announced as helping. Yeah.
Secrets. Yes.
We'll announce one every week.
Right. One a week until the album drops.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anybody else have anything coming up?
I think that's it.
I did hear through the... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I heard there is a rumor that sometime in September there could be a Chinga Lotus event going on.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about that?
We did talk about it.
I wasn't here.
You were
that.
Not here.
We talked about that.
Let us discuss it once more.
Say it again. What's the date? What's the date, Denver?
So behind the times.
September...
Oh, yeah, y'all are playing together. What is it? What's the date? I thought you said...
No, no, we don't know the date. We just know it's in September.
You look like an idiot.
Before Josh leaves. Yeah, more surprises. So it's going
to
be...
I am an idiot.
What else is new?
Nothing's new.
There are a lot of empty beer cans over there, so I'm just going to chuck it up to that.
And creepy cupcakes.
It's not because of the beer. It's because I'm an idiot.
Ah.
I thought you were a redneck.
I am a redneck. Scott Copeland wrote that song.
It's not 5 o'clock anywhere, just saying. Somebody doesn't know how time zoning works.
Sorry. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. No, it's not.
It's after 5 o'clock.
Susie, somewhere. Do you have anything going on?
I do not have anything coming up. I'm pretty stoked about Arts Goggle happening in October.
Dude, I'm trying to sign up for that, and I can't understand the application process.
I can help you out with that.
Okay, well, you should, because I thought I did it, and it doesn't look like I did it.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. I'll help you out with that. Cool. All right. Anybody else have anything else?
I wish I could think
Chicken
of
wiener.
Okay. And on that note,
we're wait, out I'm of not, here. No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Lick me some more. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I don't know.
You get your mind out of the gutter. We were pretending like we were ghosts.
Before, so I don't
remember. We were being ghosts.
That was so rad. That's my favorite part of the show.
I had to redeem myself after my other joke failed. So.
All right.
No, I got one more. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I made up this joke earlier, like 5 minutes ago, in my head. What's the difference between a email and a Gmail?
I don't know. What's the difference?
F. It's the alphabet?
Yeah,
I got it.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Alphabetical mathematics.
Yeah. You got to be able to count, and you got to know your ABCs.
That's algebraic.
You'll get that.
That is tight.
That's almost algebra. That's nice.
It is algebraic. I like it.
It is.
All right. Well, we had Luke and Denver and Susie and myself.
Yep.
I love you.
And Richard.
Thank you. Love you too.
I love you all. I love everyone.
And I think we're going to call it a show.
Yep. So. Let's do that. Everybody is a show.
Clap. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, so we're back for a post-show wrap-up.
Right on. And one of the things I did forget to say during the show was to make sure you check out our podcasting friends, the Funky Town Podcast, RoboTuner's Insignificant Podcast, Off-Radar Podcast. I don't know these other two.
Epic PodQuest, the pod about nothing, Dufort Records, Violet Sparks Media, and Plastic Object Photography.
Intoxicated Gamer.
Ooh, Intoxicated Gamer. Oh, yeah.
Those fellas.
Zach met Belvedere for the first time at
Alex.
The Jerry Jones Down Massacre's
Zach got some
third
texts from Belvedere.
Yeah.
And Alex Johnson.
Yeah. Belv texted me a picture of his ball sack.
Nice.
That's a good deal.
That I accidentally deal. Saw it,
it, my, it
as well.
Well. I was like, hey baby, look at this.
So how do you feel your show went?
Oh man, I think it went really well.
Yeah.
We
I love our guests too.
We had some talking points written down, but the conversation really just kind of flowed. We would go back to our notes and kind of start a new topic whenever.
And y'all got a surprise guest in?
We sure did. Richard Hensley.
Actually two, because Henry Zach, we didn't know he was going to be here, but he turned up.
Yeah.
And then Richard, we were like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. It was pretty cool. But it was nice to know that Matt's not dead.
Yeah.
Matt's not dead. Actually,
just unconscious.
I didn't mention this earlier, sleeping. But there's going to be a surprise on August 20th.
Oh, no, really?
Mm-hmm.
And only the people who listen to this post-show wrap-up will know about it?
We'll know that Matt Hembree will be performing a song on August 20th with Henry the Archer.
Nice.
I'm glad to see that you guys can allow former bass players to come back into your band and hang out.
Hey,
what you don't know is
we did a post third anniversary wrap up, and I said we had Mean Motor Scooter go on first, and then Zach came in and sang a song with the second band, and then we had Convoy and the Cattlemen.
Which there's video of that. That video may appear shortly.
Cool.
In different places.
I'm excited about that.
Cool. Yeah,
that made my night.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty awesome that everybody kind of went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Everybody got
Zach.
A crush on Zach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a crush on Zach?
I'm pretty cool.
Is what I want to know. Yeah, you are.
Since I didn't hear any of the show, did you allow them to plug all their
yes.
stuff?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we did.
Did you plug this show on the 20th?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we did.
Yeah.
We plugged their butt.
We did talk about butt plugs.
Denver said that you can turn anything into a butt plug if you like believe hard enough.
No, anything into a dildo
if you just
believe hard enough.
Sorry.
Yeah, but we did talk about butt plugs for a little bit.
Figures. Everybody thinks that's a butt plug.
I know, right? They don't know about fancy crafts.
Decanters.
Decanters.
It says butt plug right here on the side.
Yeah. Everything would be so much easier if it was labeled, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like door,
I called it a carafe.
Wall.
Is that the incorrect word? Decanter? Carafe?
I call it a lid.
So whiskey decanter is what it was.
Okay.
Yes.
Put the cap back on that.
You guys feel good about everything you've done?
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Good totally.
Day. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The Jenny Janestown mascara was awesome. Jenny, you rock.
Well, we would like everybody to email the Jerry Jonestown Masker at gmail.com and give us their opinions on how your show was.
Awesome. Or
they
call.
They can also call 682-593-JJTM and leave voicemails, and we will get everybody's opinion on how you guys did.
Okay.
I'm excited
to hear the reviews.
Yeah.
So leave some voicemails.
You saw some of the emails we got last week.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. We talked about like
brutal,
kind of
brutal.
We knew you were going to talk about it more.
So. Yeah. So
yeah.
If you want to talk
just
about
highlighted.
It,
kind of brutal.
Yep. Did you want to talk about the third anniversary show that happened a couple weeks ago? What did you think about how that all went down? Did you have fun with Convoy? I talked about proposing to Tyler.
Well,
technically, like
we've probably
hair.
Talked about this quite a bit already. But, now that I've had some time to reflect, it's been, 2 weeks since it?
A week and a half.
It was a good time, you know. I wish things had gone smoothly out of all the events we've done so far. This one had a few hiccups. And
Zach's putting on his sunglasses.
It would have been a lot better if there wasn't. I think a lot more people would have enjoyed their time.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. There were a lot of people been out of shape about things before that show, and I wish it wasn't that way. I wish everybody get along, because I hate seeing ripples in the local scene.
Right.
And it just kind of stinks. So.
Are you raising your hand because you'd like to say something, or are you feeling the cold air?
Just the air.
Oh, okay.
Oh. He put his glasses on then raised his arm like he was in a Malcolm X pose, so I thought we were about to get into something.
I was like, wow.
It's getting real political over here.
Right?
He's getting hardcore political. But yeah, I mean, even on our end, you live and learn. Hey.
Yep.
There were some questions, even going into this, about that certain band. And a lot of stuff was... You know, going back and forth about if they should even play.
Mm-hmm.
Months ago. Months back. So.
Are you talking about Slim Shine Brown?
Yes.
Slim Shine Brown.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Jerry Elmore and the Brown Shoes.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yes. But, you know, like I said, you live and learn. Mm-hmm. Next time, things will be handled a little bit differently.
Uh-huh.
And I think anybody that's ever been a part of anything we've done has been really gracious. And really thankful. And, you know, they've been really, really good friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
That have, you know, loved being a part of something like this. In fact, unfortunately, Caliche Burnout had to step out last minute.
Right.
And we had two other bands that immediately wanted on.
Yeah.
Immediately. And this isn't like, you know,
and the other
Joe
bands.
Blow uh-huh. and his trumpet orchestra. This was right. Huffer.
Uh-huh.
This was Spectacle. This
right.
was, we had some other Do For It stuff that was like
that
yeah,
could have stepped in. Yeah, for sure.
We even put a call out for Shell and Death Squad to make a.
Oh, dude, that would have been rad. That would have been so rad had you been
that
able
one
to pull
that
off.
Really, really hard to pull.
So you have to be pretty special to get on the.
But yeah,
the
and
showcase.
You know, I talked about it, or I sent.
I did love that all of the Caliche Burnout guys who could show up did show up to support the show.
Yeah, and we hung out, and it seems like everything's okay in their camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was kind of scary. I don't know how far they want us to talk about it, but...
can we talk about the dwarf?
We'll take care about it. We'll let them, you know, handle that on their own. But, yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was my favorite story of the night from Scotty was about the drunk dwarf in the ER.
But it's pretty cool that, you know, they had problems and there were other bands that were like, hey, if you need help, if you need a fourth band to come in, we're more than willing to do it last minute. And we're talking 2-3 hours before the show.
Right.
Last minute. So that was really nice. Really cool. You know, it's nice to see that type of love and support.
I was going to say, you guys are pretty well loved.
I don't know about
that. There's some pretty good people on the scene.
Yes, it's the scene that is well loved. There's some pretty great people within the scene that...
Yeah.
Know how to support things and step up to bat when needed.
Yeah, very cool.
It's cool.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you guys had fun.
We did. It was
really
fun.
That was a blast.
Fun. Yeah. All right, I've got a birthday party I need to get to.
Sayonara, y'all.
All right.
Later.
Night, y'all.
Bye, guys.